And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in today's top story, it seems the phrase good morning has joined the ever-growing list of things that are problematic. A social media user recently claimed that the greeting has racist origins dating back to slavery. According to the revisionist history, slave owners would cruelly ask if their captives had a good morning after subjecting them to horrific abuse. However, a quick fact check reveals this to be completely fabricated. The Oxford Dictionary traces good morning back to Middle English in the 15th century, long before American slavery. So rest assured, you can continue wishing people a good morning without inadvertently endorsing historical atrocities. And in legal news, not so good news, the Supreme Court has dismissed a case that sought to prevent government officials from pressuring social media companies to censor content. In a 6-3 decision, the court ruled that the plaintiffs lack sufficient standing to bring the case. Writing for the majority, Judge Barrett argued that social media platforms were already moderating content before alleged government coercion occurred. However, in a pretty scathing dissent, Justice Alito warned that this ruling gives a green light for sophisticated government censorship campaigns. Alito wrote, quote, "If the lower court's assessment of the voluminous record is correct, this is one of the most important free speech cases to reach this court in years." He argued that the evidence showed clear First Amendment violations that the court has now failed to address. In economic news, Seattle's attempt to help food delivery drivers appears to have backfired. Apparently, the city mandated a $4.99 fee on all orders to boost driver pay, and after doing so, delivery sales plummeted by 45%. Turns out jacking up prices just leads to fewer sales. Who would have predicted such a shocking outcome? And the city of New York is also seeing similar unintended consequences after raising the minimum wage for delivery drivers to nearly $20 per hour. Uber reports having to cut 25% of its New York City delivery workforce due to the decreased demand. In the words of Uber CEO, "So far, regulation has definitely hurt the people that it's supposed to protect." Finally, in cultural news, an author is making waves with her call to abolish the family. Sophie Lewis, who was the writer of Abolish the Family, a manifesto for care and liberation, argues that wanting to protect children's innocence is actually a threat driven by Christian evangelical capitalism on steroids. Yeah, that was a quote. Lewis advocates for a feminist Marxism that would free society from the constraints and impositions of the traditional patriarchal capitalist family. "I can promise you, Miss Lewis here wants nothing to do with anything Marxist. She just doesn't realize it." And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.